Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools, wisdoms, insights for purpose and personal empowerment, and of course, having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, this is episode 18, and today we're talking about five ways that gentleness can become your greatest strength. Alrighty, number one. Well, being gentle, traditionally, I think for a lot of people, has sadly been perceived as being weak. Or potentially also being passive, even ineffectual. But this actually isn't the whole truth. All right. Now, feminine energy, we all have a feminine component. Irrespective of our gender, we have feminine energy available to us. Now, that feminine energy is related to being on the receiving, unconditionally receiving spectrum. It's supporting intuition, it's supporting imagination, unconditionality, all the touchy-feely stuff in life, the tenderness, the caring, and the being, essentially. Now, a lot of our world, of course, has been about being proactive, about grounding, about showing one's strengths, and about doing. So that's why we've got this confusion that feminine energy is weaker in comparison to masculine, because our world and our societies for millennia have actually valued the doing bit and potentially, of course, the protective and the power in conflict and winning conflicts as more important than the imagination, the intuition, and the true nature of alternatives and the lateral thinking or the creativity that goes into the problem solving. So my first point today is that being gentle is not being weak. All right, being gentle is part of the toolkit that we all have called feminine energy. And in that feminine energy toolkit, we've got, as I've said, intuition, imagination, unconditionality, sensitivity, caring, nurturing, being. All right. Okay, number two. Right, I'd just like to say that the gentleness being a strength is not about manipulation or some of the classic feminine wiles that people will say, oh, well, that's soft power and that's gentleness as a strength. So I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about appreciating what the feminine energy component and the gentleness of it can actually achieve in our co-creative process. Now, if we are too masculine in the sense of very much in that polarity and not using our feminine energy, not using the gentleness, then there's a high likelihood that we're going to polarize into actually being like our conditioning, perhaps aligning much more with our mental body than actually having the full creative package of not only our mind, but also our imagination and our intuition. So what we can get is that people repeat the same doing, shall we say, because they're sourcing their inspirations from conditioned activity and what happened last time, for example, or what is familiar, what is safe, and what our limited self tells us will do the job. All right. So if we are in the masculine too much, then we're going to have a tendency not to be very open to change, not to be very adaptable or flexible. So much more reacting to what's occurring rather than having a balance that can create a lot of alternative support, options and opportunities. So if we're in that masculine polarity, then we're going to be more likely to be forcing, pushing, trying, and, you know, the definition of insanity, doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. So gentleness is actually our feminine energy indicator. And when we're too masculine, we actually become brittle and we're not strong at all because we've polarized out into a place where we have basically not many alternatives whatsoever. So my second point is the gentleness and the nature of feminine energy is our greatest strength because it is what balances our masculine. And the balance is where our creative magic and the true genius of our creativity happens. Okay, so number three. Well, I've talked now about the fact that we do need balance. And the feminine energy side of us is also basically 50% of our creative resources. You could say 100% because the feminine energy is linked to our heart center and to our greater consciousness. Not that our doing energy isn't, but the source of alternatives and the expansive energy of imagination, intuition, and sensitivity is all linked to our heart center. So the feminine energy principles are definitely aligned with our heart, and that gives us our creative HQ, which you always hear me talk about, which is our heart center. But it's also a gateway to our interdimensional consciousness, our capacity to innovate and to envisage and to imagine the great opportunities that we can find because we've sourced our immaterial input and we've aligned with that infinite energy portal. So it is the gentleness of our feminine energy state, our welcoming of being, our welcoming of contemplation, our welcoming of going within and listening to our inner voice and to our creative voice that gives us incredible empowerment. And then, of course, we can go back into our mind and administrate what that feminine energy and that heart-centric creative connection has produced. So always remember that gentleness is a key point in creativity, because when we calm, we're not pushing, forcing or trying, we have a much easier way to get to our heart center and to maximize on all of our creative resources, i.e. our 50% being feminine energy, and then, of course, combining and collaborating with the 50%, which is the doing, the action taking, and the form building in the outside world. Alrighty, number four. Well, gentleness for me as well is very much about calming the creative cycles. So yes, we do need to back ourselves, take responsibility, ground and do the doing bit. But a lot of people try and rush their creative process and the natural cycles of creativity. And as a result, they miss the nurturing cycles, which are vital for our creativity to, shall we say, gestate and become the opportunity that then becomes the form that we want. Now, I talk to people about doing nothing a lot in my work because we joke about being, literally being doing nothing. But in the gentleness and in that embracement and unconditional receiving and receptivity of feminine energy, we're also constantly putting the traffic light to green to the rest of the universe to say we've got a vision and we're not getting all sort of stressed or attached to the form of that vision, but we do have the qualities and we do have the sentience, the feeling that we want when that particular aspect comes into form. So we've got an imagining of it, we're not attached to it, but we're constantly reinforcing through gentleness and through patience that this energy is coming into form. All right, so a lot of the qualities that actually generate effortless creativity come from a gentleness rather than anything that's related to trying too hard, forcing or pushing. So the feminine energy soothes the cycles that we need to undergo in order to get our end product. And if we don't do that soothing and smoothing, we actually are going to have a much more, should we say, up and down experience of our creative journey. And that can be very stressful. It can also waste our energy. It can be very inefficient and even ineffectual, because we're sort of rushing up to then be disappointed and fall down again. So feminine gentleness soothes the cycles, but it also keeps everything in balance and in harmony. And this is extremely important, because then again, the energy of the universe that's coming into that form, that's being magnetized into nourishing, and like a jug, you know, pouring milk, that flow is going into the form that we want. So the gentler but consistent that we are, the consistent nurturing and sensitivity about the process will help us recognize when we're in balance. It'll help us recognize when we're out of balance. It'll help us recognize what needs to go into the recipe at a certain point, because we are sensitive, we are listening, and we're working in that grand co-creation with our intuition, with our imagination, so that when we take action, it's going to be beautifully aligned, refined, and quality response to what needs to be done. So point number four, gentleness is that beautiful smoothing of the creative cycle. And it really does bring us a lot of effortlessness in our creativity, and a lot of rewards, and a lot of magic, and a lot of alignment, synchronicity, because we're not making waves. Okay, so coming to my last point now. Right, kind of hinted at it in number four. So one of the biggest things that we do when we want to create something is we do believe that we've got to take a lot of physical action. All right, now I'm not suggesting we don't, but as I've spoken a lot on these podcasts and these episodes, it isn't the origin of our imagination or our intuition or our innovative alternatives that are going to be the foundation. Now, what can happen as a result, that a lot of people actually just go stridently with force and with what they see as strength, but they engender conflict, resistance, or actually a polarized response, which is nothing like being ignored or literally no response. So gentleness is very key in all aspects of life, not, as I said, because it's weakness or ineffectual, but the absolute opposite. It is definitely keeping the door open. For example, in negotiations, in co-creations, in discussions and teamwork, more force is actually just going to bring more polarity. And if one isn't balancing the sense of strength with also that reasoning, that understanding, that sensitivity, then, as I said, it just looks like it's force pushing, or it's engendering the resistance, perhaps of the creative team, because they're just seeing overpowering force with no particular alignment. So very important that we recognise gentleness as a very soothing and supportive quality in the creative process, because it's keeping the team together while acknowledging the uniqueness and individuality of everyone's contribution, because it's not engendering resistance. Okay, it's been my great pleasure today to talk about how gentleness is so powerful and empowering. If you like this content, then please check out the websites, themasteryproject.com and yourtransformationhub.com. You might care to come to regular events, so check out the membership, or you might like to develop your own disciplines and regimen and self-dedication and healing. So if you'd like to check out Discover on Your Transformation Hub, you'll see all the beautiful ways to explore yourself, enjoy your life, and create better. Thank you very much.